Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here, the 75th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Giada Colagrande. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
So, Giada, you're here, you're also witnessing the festival, you know, accompanying Willem around with his latest film with Julian Schnabel, but I'm here actually to talk about your film that is about to come out in many different cinema screenings all over the world. It's still going around festivals, of course, and I'm talking about Padre, which is father in Italian, for non-Italian speakers. Well, let's tackle what is Padre about.
Padre is a very intimate and personal film about the death of a father. And I'm in the movie myself, and the father, the title role, is played by Franco Battiato. It's actually a ghost role because the film starts after the father has died. So it's basically some kind of a ghost movie, I would say. There's a small cameo, precious cameo, by Marina Abramović playing my mother, and another important role played by Willem Dafoe. Mm. So yes, the movie, as you said, is about to be released theatrically in Italy, in a bunch of Italian cities, but I'm very proud and excited about a London premiere that will happen on September 13, so next week. And also, I've just heard that the movie has been invited by the UK Film Festival, which is also going to be in London in November. So, all great news.
And as you said, you also star in the film. I'm kind of very curious because it's a very intimate film, as we gather. What is your approach to the way of making this film? So, of course, you're the director, you're the father / mother of the film itself, but it automatically as well, you are the object of the film, you know, the one that like absorbs all the emotions. Did you find a sort of like almost like a necessary doubling of your persona to make it? Or it was, you know, the intimate environment as well, and the way that you produced the film just helped you being completely natural about it?
I would say it was all these things together, because to be honest with you, the inspiration for the film was the death of my own father, which, of course, led my dreams, actually. To begin with, I had a bunch of consecutive dreams a few months after he died, and I wrote them down, and at some point I realized that I was basically like watching a movie in my dreams night after night. So I decided to turn it into a script to make this movie, and it wasn't even a question in my mind what how I could make this movie, what kind of structure I could give it, because it could only exist as a homemade movie, basically, and that's what it happened. We made it at home in our apartment, a bunch of friends coming together completely outside of the system, with no money, of course, no budget, but also with no production company, with basically nothing of a regular film set. And I can only imagine this movie to exist in such a way, in a way that's my dream. It's my ideal to make any movie, is to find the most intimate conditions, situation to shoot. I like small crews always. I can't say that I like small budgets, but but I rather spend money, you know, to have more time and take it slowly to shoot, rather than to have a lot of people working on a movie set, or I don't know, many locations or things like that. And in fact, I ended up making this movie, which is my fourth fiction movie, exactly the same way I made my first, which was, again, homemade, no money, no nothing, and a bunch of friends coming together. And so it was kind of a coming back to the origin.
And tell me, do you see this, you know, like keeping it intimate, keeping it like also like you maintain a lot of freedom? Of course, there's, you know, the sacrifice and the budget side, but of course you have control, let's call it like this, onto the whole overall filmmaking process. But do you think that also is that it is a necessary element to keep this therapeutic moment towards your filmmaking? So like, you know, kind of curing yourself can only happen by making something so direct and so straightforward and intimate, such as a very homemade, as you said, a homemade production.
I don't know if it's therapeutic? I tend to believe it is on some level, not necessarily a psychological level. Mm-hmm. I don't myself believe too much, at least for my own psychic. I don't believe so much in psychotherapies. Mm-hmm. I don't seek for any kind of therapy that is on that level. I prefer more spiritual and less psychology-centered paths, practices, and so that's what I normally do. But certainly making movies can be very therapeutical, especially because if you think about it, it is the media that most of any other media can express, can give a form, a visible form to your thoughts, to your dreams, to your imagination. Because it is images, but it also has sound. It can have color or not. It also has, and sometimes it even has smells or it can give a taste, a specific atmosphere. So it is the most powerful media to mm-hmm. recreate an environment that's usually in your mind. So I guess that has something to do with it.
Perfect. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. Again, of course, we invite everybody to go around the world and with the premiere, both in Italy and, of course, with the UK special. Maybe not everyone will be invited, but I'm sure that... you said in November, right? It's going to come out as well?
In November, it's going to be in the UK Film Festival. And yes, and in September, on September 13, there's going to be the London premiere.
There you go. So nobody has any excuse. Everyone needs to watch it. Thank you so much, Jada, for being here on Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.